Wednesday, the 24th of March, Tess Nissen, Rabbi Shimon Gurovitz, Shehechi Yonu on Achilas Matzah.
What I'd like to discuss with you today is as follows. We look at the various Yomim Tovim. As Yom Tov comes in, be it at Kiddush, or be it at Adlocks Aneiros for the ladies, a Birchas Shehechi Yonu is made. Rosh Hashanah we make a Birchas Shehechi Yonu. And nevertheless, the next day when we blow Shofar, a Shehechi Yonu is made once again. In other words, the Yom Tov has its Shehechi Yonu, and then the mitzvah that's performed on Yom Tov deserves its own Shehechi Yonu. When it comes to Sukkot, we make Shehechi Yonu when the Yom Tov comes in, and the next day when we take the Lulav and Esrog, we make once again Shehechi Yonu. Pesach, Seder night, we start off Kiddush with Shehechi Yonu. Then when it comes to Achilas Matzah, we don't make a Shehechi Yonu. Why not? Why is Matzah different from the various other mitzvahs that we find on the Yom Tovim? The Ochel Ner, in fact, asks the question, in Sukkim Daf and Vov, the Ochel Ner says as follows, Kosha, the Gamal Achilas Matzah Yivorek Shehechi Yonu, Kumoi, and Lulav V'Shoifer. You should make Shehechi Yonu on Matzah, the same as Lulav and Shoifer. So the Ochel Ner wants to make the following suggestion, which will work according to Tosfos, but won't work according to what we have in the Shulchan Aruch. Rochner says that depends when the mitzvah is chal. Dealing with Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah of Shofar is only relevant to us the next morning. So the time when Yom Tov comes in, we don't yet have a mitzvah Shofar. So when we say Shehechi Yonu b'kimono l'dei yonu l'zman hazeh, that doesn't incorporate Shofar because it's not yet the time of Shofar. Arba minim, same thing. But matzah, as soon as night falls, we are already mechoyiv in the mitzvah of matzah. So when it says Shehechi Yonu b'kimono b'gion l'zman hazeh, they incorporate mitzvah matzah as well. Says the Ochel Ner, the same way as Tosfos says, in relevance to mitzvah sukkah, that sukkah and Yom Tov don't need separate Shehechi Yonus, because the mitzvah sukkah is here immediately at nightfall. Therefore Shehechi Yonu b'kimono b'gion l'zman hazeh incorporates also the mitzvah of sukkah. This is the chiluk that the Ochel Ner makes, which works very nicely according to Tosfos and Sukkah, that takes on that you don't make a separate Shehechi Yonu for Sukkah and the Yom Tov. As it happens, La Halacha, we don't paskin like the Ochel Ner. We don't paskin like Tosfos. One has a look in Halacha, in a couple of places, it's quite clear that for whatever reason it may be, one made Kiddush outside the Sukkah on the first night of Sukkahs. When one goes into Sukkah, one has to make a separate Shehechi Yonu. The only reason why we don't accept Shehechi Yonu on Sukkah is because we're doing both at the same moment. The Kiddush is the Haskola of Yeshiva Sukkah, therefore we happen to be doing both at the same moment. That's why one Shehechi Yonu works for both of them. But should you, for whatever reason may be making Shehechi Yonu on the Yom Tov outside the Sukkah, when you go into the Sukkah, La Halacha, we paskin that you have to make a separate Shehechi Yonu. So La Halacha, we can see that although the mitzvah Sukkah was chal immediately upon the beginning of Yom Tov, nevertheless Sukkah requires its own Shehechi Yonu. And therefore, La Halacha, we're still left with the question, what's the difference between Matzah and the other mitzvahs Hayoyim? The Matzah, although we're performing Matzah later on in the evening, we don't need to make a new Shehechi Yonu, and all the other mitzvahs, be it Sukkah, be it Shofar, be it Lulav, they require their own Shehechi Yonu. I found that in fact Avudram already speaks about the question. Now, Avudram gives two answers, but we're still left with a dilemma. Avudram actually starts discussing, when he speaks about Birchas Shehechi Yonu towards the beginning of his Sefer, he has a kasha as follows. He tells us that any mitzvah that comes in his man, for example, Shofar, Sukkah, and Lulav, you have to make a Shehechi Yonu. And his question is as follows, why don't we make a Shehechi Yonu on Biur Chometz? This is a kasha of Avudram. Biur Chometz, we should make a Shehechi Yonu. So first Avudram wants to say, you know why you don't make Shehechi Yonu for Biur Chometz? Because Shehechi Yonu is recited when one has a simcha. A simcha, no, a saguf, then you say Shehechi Yonu. So when a person's burning his chometz, that unfortunately he's left with, he doesn't experience simcha because of the time of loss. He has to destroy. he has, and therefore you don't pay for
it. He wants to burn it.
It's a shame that he has the monetary loss. Of course, once he has it, he wants to burn it, but there is an element...
He wants to do it.
He wants to do the mitzvah, but there is an element of... That's what the Avodah Zarah says. Of course he wants to do the mitzvah. Then the Avodah Zarah says, fine, that might be a good terrace on Bir Chometz. So says the Avodah Zarah, why don't you make Shechiyono mitzvahs matzah? Mitzvahs matzah, there's no tzar over there. Why shouldn't you make Shechiyono mitzvahs matzah? So in fact the Avodah Zarah, a Rishon already asked the kashya. So the first terrace Avodah Zarah says as follows, that the reason why we don't make Shechiyono on matzah is because the bracha, which is personal to say the night, that we make just before the second kois, Asher Golonu v'Golas Avichenu Mimitzrayim, and in that possibly we say V'Gionu HaLaila Azer Lechu Boi Matzah Umar, right? So in the bracha of Asher Golonu we actually mention the fact that we are about to embark upon the mitzvah of Matzah Umar, right? So that acts as a replacement of the Shechiyonu. This is the first teretz of the Avodah Zarah. Then he says, Inami, one could say differently, that the Shechiyonu that we made, the Shas Kiddush, patters the Matzah and the Morah. Then he goes on, he says, now that I've said that Shechiyonu on Kiddush works for the Matzah and Morah, so Shechiyonu on Kiddush, he says, also works for the Bir Chometz. Interesting, the Shechiyonu should work backwards. It works for the Bir Chometz as well, because the Bir Chometz is because of the Yom Tov of Pesach. So once you make Shechiyonu on the Yom Tov, and that is incorporated the Bir Chometz, that's why you don't need a new Shechiyonu for Bir Chometz. Then he carries on and he says, you know, he says, there's another problem. Sfiras HaEimer, we also don't say Shechiyonu. Says Avodah Zarah, why don't we make Shechiyonu on Sfiras HaEimer? He says, that's no problem, he says. Sfiras HaEimer is part of the Yom Tov of Pesach, therefore when you make Shechiyonu at Kiddush, that's the Shechiyonu on the Sfiras HaEimer as well. Incidentally, we can see that Avodah Zarah didn't understand like the Aruch Haner. The Aruch Haner says the Shechiyonu only works for the mitzvahs that are chal immediately upon the beginning of Yom Tov. Sfiras HaEimer is a full 24 hours later. And nevertheless, the Avodah Zarah is perfectly comfortable to say that the Shechiyonu that you make on Kiddush, they'll say that works for the Sfiras HaEimer. In fact, it's not only Shechiyonu Avodah Zarah, the Shibuni Aleket and the Me'iri and Tzoch and Dazayim both say that you don't make Shechiyonu on Sfiras HaEimer because the Shechiyonu at the time that you make, when Yom Tov comes in, works also for Sfiras HaEimer.
They don't store it after Yom Tov, should say.
Yeah, they don't store it, not after Pesach. It might be after, it's part of Pesach. Part of Pesach. Yeah, it's a big Kiddush, but it's people who say it. And we can ask if it's part of Yom Tov, why you don't count on the first day of Yom Tov? That's a good question which can be dealt with. Maybe in another shiur we'll speak about it. No, you have to speak to Yom. It has to be on the Chag. It's the Chag which is the connector of all the mitzvahs. Because the Chag is the sibah. The Chag is the reason for all the mitzvahs. You can't make a broch on the mitzvah and incorporate the Chag. You can make a broch on the Chag and incorporate the mitzvahs.
Well, if
Shechiyonu
on the Kiddush goes for the matzah, then they should be
mechavan
on the Kiddush for the matzah.
We'll see whether time allows. There is a yaibetz that says that you should be mechavan, but I think if we speak things through, I think that according to Avodah Zarah it won't be necessary. But we'll see how much time allows. It's a very good point. Then Avodah Zarah asks another question. Avodah Zarah asks a question. He says, you know, I've got a question on every single Yom Tov. Every single Yom Tov, in the morning you say Hallel. Hallel is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah that Rabbanu, but you say Hallel. And it's a mitzvah, Hallel, when it comes to Yom Tov, you haven't said Hallel for 30 days. So the morning of Pesach, and the morning of Shavuos, and the morning of Sukkot, you should make Shechiyonu on the Kriyas HaHallel. So the Avodah Zarah, according to my say, there's no problem. The Kiddush that you made the night beforehand, which contained within it a Shechiyonu, both Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, patters the Hallel. So this is the way that Avodah Zarah solves all his problems. The Shechiyonu at the beginning of the Yom Tov helps us for Matzah, helps us for Bir Chometz, helps us for Sfiras HaEimer, helps us for Hallel, no problems at all.
That's
what I don't understand. Avodah Zarah quite clearly when he starts off, and you make this Shechiyonu, because going, he starts off, his examples are Shofar and Lulav, then he goes away on with his Yisoid, that if Birchas Shechiyonu at Kiddush Patas, all the various mitzvahs Hayom, why does Sefer Lulav require their own Shechiyonu? It's very puzzling. We've got to understand what the difference is between Sefer Lulav and Matzah, Sefiras Oimer, Halal, etc., etc. I'd like to suggest a Mahalach. I know it might be a Kiddush, but perhaps after I show you various rayas that perhaps we can bring, maybe there'll be a mokum to say it. I'd like to start off with the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs. Actually not with the Rambam as such, but with the way he orders the mitzvahs in his Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam, as we know, reckons out the cheshbon of the Tariach Mitzvahs. And in the middle of Mitzvah Saseh, he outlines all the various Mitzvah Saseh which are relevant to the Moedas, to the Yom Tovim that we have throughout the year. He starts off with Mitzvah Kuf Nun Vav, and this carries on all the way through until Mitzvah Kufayin, Kufayin Al. So he starts off with Pesach. The Yom Tov starts off, now let us see how he outlines the Mitzvahs of the Moed at Pesach. So he starts off in Kuf Nun Vav with Bia Chometz. He moves on Kuf Nun Zayin to Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim, Kuf Nun Ches Mitzvahs Matzah, and Kuf Nun Tes Shvises Malacha. We learn from the Pasuk B'Yom Rishoy Mikra Kodesh, the Kedusha Yem is Mechayvas to be Shlevis Me Malacha, not to do Malacha. Fine. So we have first outlined the various Mitzrayim, which are Mitzvah Sei, Bia Chometz, Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim, Matzah, and then we move on to the Mikra Kodesh, the Kedusha Yem, which is Mechayev asked to be shaved, not to do malach. That's fine. Then we move on to Shvi Shal Pesach, which has only got Ubayim Ashvi Mikro Kodesh, Mikdush Shayim Ashvi Malach. There's no separate mitzvahs when it comes to Shvi Shal Pesach. And then we move on to Shavuot, which of course also doesn't have its own mitzvahs. Then we come to Rosh Hashanah. Now what would you expect the Rambam to write when he outlines the mitzvahs of Rosh Hashanah? Well, if we follow the pattern, what should we say first? He should first say Shofar, and then he should say the mitzvah of Shvises Malacha. That's what he should do. We have a look at mitzvahs Kuf Samach Gimel. All the Rambam outlines at this point when it comes to Rosh Hashanah is He Shetzivonu Lishbois Bimalacha Yem Rishon Shal Tishri. No mention of Shofar at all. In fact, later on in Sefer Mitzvahs. It's very strange. When we speak about Yom Tov Pesach, we incorporate all the mitzvahs Hayoyim together with the Shvi'is Malach altogether. When it comes to Shofar, when the Rambam's working through the Yom Tovim, he tells us the mitzvah to be Shvi'is Malach. Shofar, you'll have to find it later on in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah. Very strange. The next one is Yom Kippurim, of course. And here he follows the Pesach pattern. First there's a mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippurim. And then he says there's a mitzvah to Shvi'is Malach. That fits in very nicely with Pesach. But we have to know why Rosh Hashanah was different. Then we move on to Sukkot. Sukkot we would expect. It tells us that it's a mitzvah of Sukkot, a mitzvah of Arba Minim, and a mitzvah of Shvi'is Malacha. He said, Tzivonu Lishbois B'Yemzeh Min HaMalacha, B'Yemrishim Shal Chag HaSukkot, full stop, straight on to Shmini Atzeres. And if you want to find Sukkot and Arba Minim, you'll have to look later on and say, a mitzvah. We have to establish going on over here. Why is the Rambam Mishane Heseda? Why did he put the mitzvah Pesach together with the Kedusha Yom of Pesach? The mitzvah of Yom HaKippurim together with the Kedusha Yom of Yom HaKippurim. And yet when it comes to Shofar, it comes to Sukkot, it comes to Lulav, they're not mentioned together with Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. Haloi Dovahu. There seems to be some difference over here. So perhaps one can explain it as follows. There's something that we have to ask ourselves in relevance to every Yom Tov. Let's speak about Rosh Hashanah, for example. We're told that we have to blow Shofar. Why do we have to blow Shofar? Is it because the Kedushas HaYoyim, the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, requires a Tkiyah Shofar? Or no? It so happens on Aleph Tishri there's a Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, and the Ribbono Shel Olam also wants us on Aleph Tishri to blow the Shofar. It's not the Kedushas HaYoyim, it's not the Mikra Kodesh which obligates Tkiyah Shofar. And we'll declare this by any one of the Yom Tovim with their mitzvahs again. So I thought perhaps one could say as follows, and we'll see whether we can bring any grounds for this. That there's a difference between the various Yom and Tov. From the fact that the Rambam puts all the mitzvahs of Pesach together with the Mikra Kodesh, the Kedusha Yom of Pesach, it would appear that in relevance to Pesach, it's the Kedusha Sayoi. It's the Yom Tov of Pesach which obligates you to eat matzah. It's not the chat that happens to be that on your Dalad Nissan we've got, on your Tesvav Nissan we've got Yom Tov, and on Tesvav Nissan you also have to eat matzah. The Kedusha Sayoi of Pesach obligates you to eat matzah. It obligates you to be chometz free. It obligates you to be Mishapa B'Yitziyaz Mitzrayim. Yom HaKippurim, which is easily understandable, it's the Kedusha Sayoi. It's the fact that it's Yom HaKodesh which obligates me to fast. In relevance to Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, no, Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot are different. It's not the Kedusha Tayyoyim of Rosh Hashanah which obligates me to blow Shofar. The Kedusha Tayyoyim of Rosh Hashanah obligates me not to do Malacha. But it so happens that on Aleph Tishri I've got another Sivui as well, a Sivui to blow Shofar. Sukkot, it's not the Kedusha Tayyoyim which obligates me to sit in Sukkot and to shake out Baminim. The Kedusha Tayyoyim obligates me to Shvisa. It so happens that on the same day, I have to take Lulav and sit in the Sukkah as well. This is the Chiddush which would appear from the Rambam. Soon after seeing and being a Dayak to say for our mitzvahs, I happen to be in Gateshead. And whenever I'm in Gateshead, I try to take the opportunity to go into my uncle, the Rosh Hashiva. And I showed him this Rambam and I told him the deal. And he says to me, Shulchan Aruch Harav. So he shows me an interesting Shulchan Aruch Harav, which I think supports very much this theory, this difference between Pesach and Sukkot. There's a machlokes in relevance to Al-Baminim, there are certain halachas which are only relevant to the first day of Sukkot. For example, it has to be Lochem, or Lekachtim Lochem, that's only B'yoyim Harishon, that's only on the first day. The second day of Sukkot, there's no obligation for the Al-Baminim to be yours. Chosa, for example. Which is the chson of Lekichat Amo. Chosa in the Esrig is only a problem on Yom Rishon Shel Sukkot. Yom Sheni, it doesn't matter if it's chosa. Chosa, when there's a bit of the Esrig missing. So the Shaila is as follows. The Shaila is here in Chutzoretz, we have what we call Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. So on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, which isn't actually Yom Rishon, it's got all the dinim of Yom Rishon. Does it have to be Lochem? Is there a problem of Chosa or not? And that's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam says, in Hilchis Sukkah, says the Rambam, in Hilchis Lulav, in Perichas Alochates, no. It's only on the actual first day of Yom Tov that you need to be Makbid, it should be Lochem, and that it shouldn't be Chosa. Second day, even in Golus, when we have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, it doesn't disturb us at all if it's not Lochem. The Rosh says he doesn't understand. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias has got all the halachas of Yom Tov Rishon. And therefore, says the Rosh, that you've got a problem of Chosa and a problem of Lochem on the second day of Sukkot as well. Now what's Pshat in the Rambam? The Rambam Shmer. I've got to make Kiddush Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. I've got to make a new Shechiyonu and Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. So why shouldn't I have the psul of Chosa and the din of Lachem? Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, I'll explain it to you. He says in Siman Tov Reish Mem Tesif Kaf Aleph, he says as follows. He says, Ono Bekiyem Bekviz HaChodesh. Nowadays we know when Rosh Chodesh is. V'yoydin Ono, we know Shasheni Hu Chol. We know that in actuality, the second day of Sukkot is actually Chol. The only reason why we still keep the Hilchis Kedusha Yoyim is Shalei Lezalzvol B'Minig Abeseinu. So that's the only reason why we keep the second day Kodesh. Right. For the times when they weren't Bekiyin, Bekiyusa Deyalcha, and therefore they had to keep 2 days Sukkot because they had a Sofer Kippur. He says, when we speak about not being Lezalzvol B'Minig Abeseinu, the Takonim was only Shalei Lezalzvol B'Ikke Kedusha Yoyim. Anything that was relevant to Kedush Tayyoyim, one had to keep. So therefore we make Kiddush. Why? Because Kiddush is relevant to Kedush Tayyoyim. So seeing to the second day, Shalei Lezalzvol B'Minig Abeseinu, we keep the Yoyim B'Kedusha, we have to make Kiddush. He says we make a Shechion on the second day Yom Tov. Why? Because that's all part and parcel of Kedushas Hayyom. He says, but there are certain things which have got nothing to do with the Kedushas Hayyom. He said, for example, Alba Mina, Mitzvah Tilas Lulav. We don't take Alba Mina because it's Yom Tov. And a Machmashu Yom Rishna happens to be Tesvov Tishri. That's why we take Lulav. Seeing it's got nothing to do with the Kedushas Hayyom. And we know that in reality it's today, Chol HaMoed is not really Yom Tov. Therefore, the mitzvah, the halachas of Yom Tov Rishon aren't relevant. So, it's clear in Shulchan Aruch HaRav that because Arba Minim has got nothing to do with the Kedushas HaYoim of Yom Tov, therefore, you don't have to keep the relevant halachas on Yom Tov Shem. So, Raya, what? Shofar could be a bit different because Siyam HaRichter.
Yeah, very good.
Now, we've got to ask ourselves a question after seeing the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. As far as I know, everybody keeps a Seder on the second night. Now, that Shulchan Aruch HaRav just told us that anything which is relevant to Kedushas HaYoim, we don't keep on the second day of Yom Tov. That's why he says when it comes to Lulav, there's no Din Lachem. And yet, the second day of Pesach, we Matzah, we Morav, we have a Kosher, we do a Seder. Why? The teretz can only be that the mitzvahs hayoim of Seder night are part and parcel of the kedushas hayoim of Pesach. In other words, there's a differentiation between Pesach and Sukkot. The mitzvahs of Pesach are part and parcel of the kedushas hayoim of Pesach. Masha'enki, the mitzvahs hayoim of Sukkot have got nothing to do with the kedushas hayoim of Sukkot. It so happens that on the altar that happens to be Sukkot, we have other mitzvahs as well. The hainu arba minim. Sukkah, but they're not part and parcel of the Kedushas HaYoim of Sukkot. I'd like to bring a raya from the Pesukim. Where's all this come from? Meicha Teisa. Now we're looking at Parshas Re'eh. We have the parsha of the Shalosh Regalim. And one could note something very, very interesting. Parshas Re'eh, which we actually read in the last days of Yom Tov, says as follows: Shomer is Chodesh Ha'Oved, Vosisa Pesach LaHashem Alikech. Now, what does the pasuk tell us about the first regal of Pesach? Again, to Shulchan Aruch, you'll find over there in Parshas Re'eh. Was about Pesach LaHashem Alikech in book. B'mok Hashem Chalashem Lo Yid Chalashem. Leisei Chol of Chometz Shivas Yom. Leisei Chol of Chometz Shivas Yom Teichol of Matz Lechem Oyim. And on. All the various mitzvahs and halachos of Pesach are contained in Parshas Re'eh when the parsha outlines the first regal of Pesach. Then we move on to Shavuos. Obviously there's no mitzvahs when it comes to the Chag HaShavuos. Now let's see what it says in reference to Sukkot. Chag HaSukkot tas the chosh shivas yomim ba'os b'cho migon cho miyikvecho v'samachta b'chagecho ato v'incho v'itecho avtcho v'amasech v'alei v'agei v'ayos ma'omon ha'shem sholecho full stop. Understand what's going on over here? When it comes to the Yom Tov of Pesach, we're given a gatz of Shulchan Aruch. All the Pesach, Matzah, B'yochomet, what do you want is there. When it comes to Sukkot, all we're told is v'samachta b'chagecho. What happens to Lulav? What happens to Sukkot? It's all missing. I think this is a Raya Mukhrachas, sorry. That's Parsha Emor. Not Parsha Emor. Parsha Emor, you've got everything. In Parsha Re'eh, which is the Parsha of the Sholosh Regalim, Shteit Nishkevot. What's the chiddush? I think it's a Raya Mukhrachas to what we want to say. You have to understand why it is like that. It's a Raya Mukhrachas to what we want to say. That there's a difference between Pesach and Sukkot. Pesach, the mitzvah is hayoim, a part and parcel of the kedush hayoim. It's the mikra of kodesh of Pesach, which obligates us to eat matzah, not to have chometz, to bring a korban Pesach, etc., etc. When it comes to Sukkot, the kedush hayoim is b'chayiv you b'samachta b'chagecho, atol vincho litecha, as the pasuk outlines. It's not b'chayiv you nishmitzah Sukkah and nishmitzah Abaminim. None of these things are part and parcel of the etzem hischaibus of the kedush hayim is b'chayiv you, and that's why they're not mentioned in Parshas Re'eh. As I say, why it is like that? That's a separate matter that we'll have to leave to the Baalei Drush. But we see a clear cut difference between Pesach and Sukkot, which is born out from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, which I think is mavur from the Sefer Mitzvos Lo Rambam. I think that at the Osin Lahochi we can understand the Avodah. Avodah tells us that Shechiyonah that we make b'shas Knisas Hayontov, the beginning of Yontov, helps for Biachomet, helps for Sefer Zoyma, helps for Matzah, helps for Halal on any Yontov, because all those mitzvahs are part and parcel of the Kedushas Hayom. The Kedush Hayom is mechayev all those mitzvahs. Be it Biachomet, be it Achilas Matzah, be it Sefer Zoyma, which is the Chiddush, be it Halal on any particular Yontov. And that's why we don't need to make a new Shechiyonu, because these are part and parcel of Kedush Sayyim, and you've already made a Shechiyonu on the Yom. And I think therefore you don't need to be Mechavan either, because it's not Pshat that you're making the Shechiyonu on that as well. The Shechiyonu on the Yom Tov automatically incorporates everything. Mashiach, when it comes to Sukkah and Shofar, those mitzvahs are part and parcel of the Kedush Sayyim. So when you make your Shechiyonu on the Yom, they don't connect at all. The Shechiyonu doesn't connect at all, not to the Shofar, not to the Arba Minim, and not to the Sukkah. Therefore, they require their own personal Shechiyonu, this Magil Mitzvah. Yeah, that's completely separate to Magil Purim. There, you're not making a Shechiyonu on the Yom at all, because it's not a Chag. You're only making a Shechiyonu on the Mitzvah Shechiyonu. That's all you're doing.
It's hard to say that Sukkah doesn't belong to Sukkahs, even if Lulav doesn't.
That's what would appear. Yeah, yeah. It would appear from the Sefer Mitzvah Rambam as well.
Chagasukas with some achdol, that's it.
So it happens that Torah tells us that you've got to take them on Lulav Sukkahs. That is the time when you've got those mitzvahs, as it happens. I'd like to read out to you Ochaneh, but the Ochaneh somewhat touched a bit on this Nekuda. The Ochaneh speaks about the cash, which actually Tosfos asks as well, why don't we make Shechiyonu on Halal? So I'd like to read out a bit of Ochaneh. It says the Ochaneh as follows. Ma'a sheik shua Tosfos me'halal? He says, lo'i kosher kol kach. That's not so difficult. Let's hear what he says. Di'esh le'ma. Kevin de kriyas a halal hu mishum simcha u mikro kodesh de yomtuch. Things as halal stems, the chiyuv of halal stems from the simcha and mikro kodesh of yomtuch. Lochein therefore, kivin shekva birich ala yomtuch shechiyonu, things you've already made a shechiyonu on the yomtuch, gam kriyas a halal bichlau. Kriyas a halal is automatically incorporated. Goes on the open there. You cannot compare halal to sukkah, lulav, and shofar. She mitzvahs chalukos liatzmon. They're separate mitzvahs. Ein lahen inyan im mikro kodesh de yomtov. They've got no shaykhs to the mikro kodesh of yomtov. So you see, the Ochanei himself in a previous tickle, when he speaks about halal, he says exactly the same as Avodah, that halal is nifter. We pat up the halal with the shechiyonu on the yomtov, and he asks, Maishno Sukkah, Lulav, and Shofar. So they've got no shaykhs of the Mikra Kodesh of Yom Tov. Hey, mitzvahs chalukos liatzmo, which fits in very nicely with the Rambam, which fits in very nicely with Shulchan Aruch Rav, which fits in very nicely with the Psukim, as we've discussed. Obviously, when it came to Matzah, the Ochanei seems to have understood that Matzah is also a mitzvah chalukos liatzmo, but definitely doesn't understand what the difference is. But from what we've seen from the various Makoros we brought, Matzah is in fact different than Sukkah and Shofar. Matz is part and parcel of the Yom. The Kedush Hayom is Mechayev. Masha'enkim, when we come to Sukkah, Shofar, and Lulav, the Kedush Hayom is Mechayev. The Great Shem should help us to be Mechayev the Mitzvah Hayom, Kitikunoi, and Mitzvah Hashem from Yerushalayim, Irak, Eretz Yisrael.